A large police operation to clear out an established occupation at Mahunga Bay in Wellington has dragged on most of the day. Six people have been arrested and more have been shifted out of the area. Our reporter Kirsty Frame and cameraman Samuel Rilstone have been there today.
It's a rugged stretch of coast, and some of the 30 to 50 people who've been living there came from the Parliament protests in February. Protester Mike says when police arrived this morning, there were only about 15 people remaining.
Yeah. Dropped my mate off on the bus and I seen a whole heap of cops driving through town, and I made a little joke going, oh, imagine if they were going out to home, and then, yeah, came out here and this is happening, so...
He says he is now homeless again for the third time this year.
Pretty gutted, really gutted. You know, I can't be in there helping my whānau out. I know there's a lot of elderly in there that need help.
Mike says many of the occupiers have nothing to do with the Parliament protest and are there to demand the land be given back to Māori. Police had issued a trespass notice in May and made fresh appeals this morning. Police say most of the group left without incident, but four people were arrested for trespass, one for obstruction, and one on a warrant. Former occupier Cole had spent the last 3 months on the site.
I feel actually quite satisfied, to be honest. And the reason being is because at the end of the day, the kaupapa wasn't set right after all the hara that was caused on that whenua. He closed it down.
Cole says he tried to liaise with local iwi, police and other community leaders from Te Ao Māori.
To help get this kaupapa to a place, you know, where it's tika, which is correct. But obviously the people in there who are now no longer there didn't want to go that path. They wanted to do it my way or the highway type, and now the result is it's closed down.
Police blocked access to Mahunga Bay for most of the day, though transport vans and a digger were seen going through the cordon. Once the occupiers were cleared out, their illegal structures began to be demolished. Wellington City Council has been assisting police, NIWA and Land Information NZ, who manage the land, in the clean-up. Council spokesperson Richard McLean says it's a big job.
There were some substantial structures built on a number of sites in the bay. There's quite a bit of material, building materials, pieces that probably it would have been difficult for some of the occupants to remove. So that's the kind of stuff that's been taken off site.
Richard McLean says they have been working with police and support services to help find temporary housing.
To assist people there to find accommodation or also to go back to their bay hometown or their home location if they needed assistance. So we've been working steadily and quietly with the occupants to encourage them to move away.
Locals have welcomed the police action, saying residents have been intimidated by the occupiers.